Blog Talk Radio.
And all right, we're live. And the Miracle Man is soon to be with us. Live from Waffle House, somewhere in beautiful Toledo, Ohio. Are you there, Miracle Man?
Yeah. And the food came.
Huh?
I said, and the food just came.
Oh, tell me what kind of food you got.
I got some biscuits and gravy, and I got a waffle from Waffle House with peanut butter on it, and I have some syrup on it. And, folks, you're listening. We're live from Waffle House on Orchard Center Drive. We're actually in Holland, Ohio. So we're just south of Toledo. We went to the mall earlier. The mall actually has a KFC and a Chick-fil-A in the same mall, which I think is amazing. I wish a mall up at home could get the memo and get both. And have
probably not. Machines. You probably got to be south of the Mason-Dixon line.
Yep.
Well, that's awesome, man. You should have some. I always get a pork chop with fried eggs. What I get?
A pork chop might be good, but I like sticking to some good old southern classics like the biscuits and gravy.
Well, that's biscuits and gravy is awesome. What's your server's name?
I forget her name. I've never asked her. Ma'am, what's your name? Ma'am?
Courtney.
Her name is Courtney, and she has a cute little voice. She has a cute little voice. And she
Bumblebee voice?
Not quite, but still cute. She's still great. And,
so biscuits and gravy, are they hot and gravy-ish?
Yes, they are.
You know, we got to write a song about that, too, don't we?
Now, if you're going out of state, if you're going down to Ohio, if you're going down to Kentucky or Tennessee or wherever, stop to Waffle House. Great old-fashioned southern breakfast food at an affordable price. Go to wafflehouse.com for location information. Not available in all states. That includes Michigan.
Do we even have a Waffle House in Michigan?
Like I said, please check. Prices may vary by location also.
You know what I like about Waffle House, don't you?
Some of the peanut butter waffle.
Once you order, they turn around to the cook and say, I need 3 eggs over easy with a side of bacon.
Peanut butter waffle is delicious, heavenly.
I love it. So do you get like apple
when Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit, I think it might have been a peanut butter waffle from Waffle House.
What are you eating it for then?
I think the reason it was considered forbidden fruit is because it was so delicious. Some people think it was a Reese's peanut butter cup. Some people think it was an apple. I kind of doubt it.
I think it was a mocha latte. Mocha latte. So have you been shopping today?
What?
Have you been shopping?
Yep. We went to the mall earlier. We still got a little bit to do yet, and then we're going to head back home.
Yeah? Yeah. Did you wear your mom out, or did she wear you out?
The jury's out.
Yeah. Hey, did you bless that food, or are you just eating like a pig?
I blessed it.
All right. Just making sure, because I didn't hear you pray yet.
I did bless it.
All right, that's cool.
Beforehand. Because I'm not a pig. And then start eating right away.
Our pastor tells us about that. Don't just start eating that food. You better bless it first.
Yep. Salad equity.
So, when are you going to be back in Midland?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow in time for the show, huh?
Yeah.
That's cool. That's cool. Well, what's the weather like down there?
Just like it is up there, cold.
Yeah?
Not snowing, really, but it's not snowing, but it's cold.
I think it's like 19 here.
Yep, 19.
That's cold.
No, okay, it's like 26 or something like that. Warmer than where you are, but still cold.
Yeah.
We could have some
coffee. Well, how's
in
that biscuits
days.
And gravy? You sound like you're talking with your mouth full.
Can't do that if you're on radio. Are you on radio?
Hey, I can hear your mom. You on the speakerphone now?
Yep.
Hi, Julie.
Hi.
And then Kelly,
you know, we got the miracle man and the miracle mom. This is mom that says miracles come now, and then you got miracle man who the miracles happen to.
Amen.
Amen.
And that's why he says, hey, miracle man.
Now, while you're eating those delicious biscuits and gravy, I should probably sing a biscuits and gravy song, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
You should.
I was sitting at a Waffle House eating biscuits and gravy. The waitress came in and told me I was crazy. I said, what up in Michigan? There ain't this kind of food. And I'm the kind of guy, I'm just a food-eating dude. It's just biscuits and gravy. And I don't mean maybe. It's biscuits and gravy at that Waffle House, yeah. It's biscuits and gravy, and I don't mean maybe. It's biscuits and gravy at your favorite Waffle House.
And your Buckeyes have it, and we Wolverines and Spartans don't. Because Buckeyes know exactly where it's at, and that's why they beat Michigan every time they get a chance. And ladies and gentlemen, your Ohio State Buckeyes have been brought to you by Waffle House. With 64 locations, there's sure to be one near where you live. Not available in the Cleveland area. So.
I think they need one in West Branch.
And the one... And Bay City.
I'm telling you, West Branch would be a hit right on I-75. Got the mall right there. Sit it right next to Applebee's.
Yep.
Or put it over there at the truck stop. That's where it needs to be, at the truck stop.
There needs to be a Waffle House. There needs to be a Sonic. And a Cracker Barrel.
And a Cracker Barrel. And Starbucks.
Good luck with that, Mom.
Starbucks.
Hey, we got good coffee in West Branch.
Oh yes, coffee shop.
We don't have Starbucks, but we got good coffee. All right, now, so that was the biscuits and gravy song. I sang that. You got to sing waffle and peanut butter song. So have at it.
Oh, I was dreaming about waffles and peanut butter. And I walked into the Waffle House, and they had it right there for me.
Jingle.
Because the last time I ate one of those, it was also here in Toledo, Ohio. Because Buckeyes know that peanut butter is ultimate fuel before the big game. And Michigan hasn't found this out yet. So the Buckeyes are champions for this, because we did it together for Ohio. So they should really change the fight song their fight song to hail to the victors, because Ohio State is really the victors. Because they're the ones who beat Michigan again. Ladies and gentlemen, peanut butter waffles available at a Waffle House near you in Ohio, not in Michigan. But someday, maybe someday.
Hey, listen, maybe what we got to do is just you and I start our own Waffle House up here and get the distributorship ourselves and just put it in.
Get the what?
What do you call it? Franchise. You and I, we'll just buy a franchise and have our own.
Yeah. I'm going to pray for people. Lord God, I just thank you, Lord God, that whoever's listening to this, that they feel, you know, that it really is a touch from God, and we really do believe in miracles, and we believe in faith. And I just thank you, Lord God, that people who listen to the show, you know, will be encouraged, and that they learn something from you, Lord God. And I just thank you, Lord God, that you with everyone who listens to this, and I speak Psalm 91 over every one of these people. And I just thank you, Lord God, that you keep them and be with them in all their ways. And I thank you, Lord God, for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
A to the men.
And until next time, everybody, so good, God first and God always. And
wait,
I'll see you tomorrow.
Wait,
we
got to sing.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. Sing your. Give us a peanut butter waffle, or bring it right here. We won't go until we get one. So bring it right here. And by the way, that means one for each person, not one for each table.
All right. All right. You guys be safe, all right?
All righty, we will. Thank you, preacher. Love you.
Yeah, love you too, man.
Yep. Bye now.